Background checking an idea. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As we try to pin down what motivated the Boston bombing, we're now witnessing an extensive public background check of the Tsarnaev brothers. In fact, we're getting the whole family history, childhood photographs, the uncles, the mother, the aunt. I know more about their family history than my own. There's even an attempt to discover which specific radical videos they may have watched. Although once we find that out, what will we do? Give the internet a thorough scrubbing? Former FBI man and CBS correspondent John Miller says our attempt to understand the Tsarnaevs may be missing the point because we're not up against an individual, but a viral idea.
Basically, the idea that it's not Al-Qaeda as much as it's Al-Qaedaism, and you have all these influences out there.
And as for the idea that the FBI should have continued to watch Tamerlan, suspect number one, or should have worked more closely with the CIA.
When I worked in the FBI, when I worked at the Director of National Intelligence, stitching those databases together so that they would talk to each other, one of the things we concluded, and we used to talk about this, was we have now looked at so many people, so many potential suspects, that someday one of them is going to do something, and we don't know if it's good news or bad news that we have them in the file. I mean, it shows we were doing our job, but it also is going to bring on this conversation that we should have done more.
And with 750,000 names on various watch lists, according to one count, even if you assigned every FBI employee to monitor them, they'd each have 21 people to track. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.